welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. All right, so I have a really awesome episode for you. I probably didn't explain my last episode good enough. Last week I covered the Storm Area 51 event that they're trying to organize, and I kind of said in my monologue that I was just going to kind of look around, try to find some stuff, and I found that, and I thought it'd be pretty funny. Last week I talked about I had been called to a jury trial. I had to report for jury duty, and I was actually called as juror number 5, and so it was pretty crazy. There was just a ton of people in there, and I was actually one of the first ones called to replace the jurors. And so what actually happened was the judge asked, is there any people that know about this case and have strong opinions? And so there was 3 ladies that raised their hand, and the one lady said that it would impair her judgment, and so they let her go. There was another one that said it would impair her judgment, that she had strong feelings and would be biased, and so they let her go. And there was another gal who worked for Department of Transportation. She's like, yeah, I see these accidents come through all the time. So she's like, it wouldn't change my opinion or, you know, anything on it. So it was cool. So they let all those people go. I think there was a guy who had a special needs child that he had to take care of, and he couldn't just leave for 10 days, or that they said the trial could go for 7 to 10 days. So they let him go. And then I was going to replace that gentleman at juror number 5. And so they asked me, you know, my name and everything, and asked me if I had any, you know, like I heard the questions that they asked of the original jurors. And I remember this day, and I remember it happening. I was coming back from Fort Collins. I was actually taking class for NISAT 2 fire alarm to like try to pass the test. And so to get from Fort Collins to Parker took me, like, I'd have to leave there at 2:30, and I'd have to hit and then I'd hit Parker at 5, right at 5, to make it for class. So it was a crazy long drive. And one of the things that was weird was I was leaving Fort Collins, and there was just regular traffic on both sides of the highway, and I was getting to about Loveland, and you start climbing a hill right when you hit Loveland, and then you get to the top of that hill, and then you start going down towards like Highway 66. Well, right when I got about Loveland, all of a sudden I just see that hill, there's no traffic at all on the other side. So I'm like, whoa, something happened. You know, I was like, something just happened, you know. And so I climbed that hill up Loveland, right by Johnson's Corner. And then as I got closer to 66, then I saw the accident. And like, I remembered it vividly and thought to myself, there has to be a fatality. That's why they closed that 25. And they had like a lot of people getting off at the frontage road, and they were getting people out of there, and they closed the highway at the next exit. I think it was 119. And we're getting people off at 119, have them go around. And so it was really crazy to be driving for that length of time and not see a single car on the other side of the road. So I knew it was really serious. And so I let the judge know that. And then the judge said, well, this trial is expected to last for anywhere from 7 to 10 days. Is that going to impact anything? And I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think my team could, you know, have me out for that long of a time, you know, with all the different temporary people that I have that kind of need quite a bit of direction, so that would have impacted. And so then they released me. Well, when I was in the jury looking at it, I was a really unbiased juror. I think they did a really good job presenting the case from an unbiased stance. Kind of just from the initial presentation of how they presented it, I was kind of under the impression that this car possibly pulled out in front of the truck and he didn't see him. It was kind of the impression. I was kind of, you know, leaning a lot more towards the trucker. But when they released me, I was like, man, there's a lot of people in there, and there's a lot of strong feelings, you know. So I kind of was like, got curious, and I wanted to look it up. So I went and I looked it up, and I was just floored. I mean, it was a really sad story. And you know, the first thing I looked at was the picture of the impact, and the only rubber marks you can see on the highway were the rubber marks from the vehicle that was hit. And so it just shows you the amount of power that was behind that vehicle traveling 70 miles an hour, and they say they hit them and they were traveling like anywhere from like 5 to 10 or 15 miles an hour. They were going really slow because traffic had slowed down, and he was in the fast lane. So, you know, to me, that wasn't any kind of sign that he was having any kind of brake issues. And we kind of think that, you know, traveling that speed, he should have been able to possibly take the shoulder and not hit anybody. You know, even if he said his brakes didn't work. But then they show in the trial that he inspected that truck prior to leaving. So if he inspected it, that would mean that he would have had the chance to take that vehicle out of service if the brakes were not working correctly. So that was kind of a big smoking gun, and his commercial driver's license was expired. That was kind of a big deal. And I believe, I'm not sure, but it kind of seemed like, from what I was reading, that they had had reports of him driving aggressively. So that was another kind of thing. And I just want everyone to kind of think about this case and put themselves in that juror's seat, and what you would have, how you would have ruled on this. I 100% agree with how the jury ruled. He was convicted of all 5 counts. I think he was convicted of all charges. I don't think he got any charges dropped. So I believe the family had quite a bit of relief on that, that the jurors kind of saw right through their defense of that he didn't, you know, he hit the brakes, but they didn't work. And to me, it just looked like he wasn't paying attention. And to me, that's a dangerous stretch of road, because right there at Highway 66 is between 119 and Highway 66. There, it goes from 3 lanes to 2 lanes, and it frequently backs up right there, you know. So it was pretty crazy just to see it happen. And I don't know if the fact that I saw it happen had anything to do with me being released as a juror, but I was really proud to be an American and to be called up for that, you know, to do my duty. So I want to give a shout out to a channel called Mother Trucker, MUTHATRUCKER. I did a podcast about the, there was a truck driver that lost brakes coming down Floyd Hill, down I-70, and crashed into a bunch of people. That was stopped traffic at Denver West Boulevard. I think it was in 2021. So I did a podcast that I called Mother Trucker. And so this is actually officially going to be called Mother Trucker 2. And I think what the Mother Trucker channel does is they try to get that, I don't know what you call it, just get like the word out about untrained drivers, unlicensed drivers, distracting driving, you know, all these problems in the trucking industry. So head over there and subscribe to the Mother Trucker channel. And I also use a cover song from Butane Prophet. So you can go there and check out his stuff. I have it in the Willie's Mile High Metal playlist. And I think a lot of the songs that I came up with this week kind of fit the topic a little bit. And, you know, just kind of put yourself in my shoes, potentially being that number fifth juror. You know, I'd be juror number five. And just see what you would have thought, you know, seeing the whole family. I mean, there was like a whole three generations that were just wiped out. And I was really sad. They showed the kid, and he just got married to this girl, and they just had a two-month-old. And they were talking about how good of a dad he was and how much they were in love and how they were just in some birthday party at Denver, and they're on their way back, and they hit stop traffic, and then next thing you know, they're all dead. So that it was a really tear-jerking story, and I will cover the whole entire thing. And stay tuned, you know, like come back and check it out when I guess they're scheduled in June to do the sentencing, and so I'll actually add that back to. I'll get that audio and I will add it to this so that it's 100% complete. But I really appreciate everyone joining every week. It's been so awesome collaborating with all these different podcast creators and sharing their stuff, and they're coming over and commenting on my stuff, and it just means a lot. And I really appreciate all the love, and I will return the favor, and I will give love towards your podcast. So I have a Facebook group that I started called Podcasts I Should Listen To, and so check out that podcast group and on Facebook, and you know, post up your podcast, because I like listening to new podcasts. I listen to different podcasts every day, so I really appreciate it. And I hope you all have a really excellent week. Happy Easter, and remember, make every day an easy day. Peace.
Rock will never, ever die.
I'm dirty, mean, I'm mighty unclean.
I'm wanted.
Man, public enemy. Number one. Understand.
Lock up your daughter. Lock up your wife.
Just lock up that
back door
and run for your life.
The man is back in town. Don't you mess around. Cause I am DJT.
I'm dynamite.
DJT. And I'll win the fight. DJT,
I'm a power load.
DJT, watch me explode.
That was very impressive.
Welcome into 9 News at Noon. Opening statements have started for a truck driver accused of killing a family of five on I-25 nearly 2 years ago. In June of 2022, Jesus Puebla crashed into a car in Weld County, killing a family of five on their way back to Wyoming. Puebla did not have a proper commercial driver's license. The trucking company did not have insurance, and the truck did not have working brakes. Today, prosecutors blame Puebla for causing the crash. His team is blaming the truck and the trucking company.
Now, there was only one person who did not slow down or stop. That man sitting right there. The vehicle that was driven by the Godinez Everts car was hit directly on the rear by the truck driven by that man.
The evidence is going to show you that the person that caused these five tragic deaths is not in this courtroom. Mr. Puebla is not at fault in this accident.
This truck was a Frankenstein truck. The braking system on this truck was not the one that came out of the Kenworth manufacturing plant.
Puebla is facing 5 counts of vehicular homicide. We have a crew in the courtroom right now, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day on air, online, and streaming on 9 News Plus.
That killed a family of five on I-25 and brought new scrutiny to the whole trucking industry in our state is now going to trial. Today, that trucker's attorney told jurors that the trucker's brakes did not work, yet he was not responsible. Our Mark Salinger continues his coverage of a split second that changed lives.
Sitting inside a Greeley courtroom, Jesus Puebla faces 5 counts of vehicular homicide. Nearly 2 years after his truck slammed into a car on I-25 and killed 5 members of the Godinez and Everts family, today his trial began.
This is about the facts and the evidence. We can't have sympathy in this courtroom during the course of this trial.
Asking jurors not to sympathize with the personal stories of the 5 who died, Puebla's attorneys argued the company that owned the truck is truly at fault.
So when the prosecution tells you that Mr. Puebla didn't use the brakes, he didn't use the brakes because he didn't have brakes.
The truck Puebla was driving was carrying mail for the United States Postal Service. A Colorado State Patrol investigation and the truck driver's own attorneys both conclude the truck did not have working brakes.
The brakes did not work at the speed in which Mr. Puebla needed the brakes that day. He had approximately 30% of his braking power.
They call it a Frankenstein truck. Lawyers say the company Puebla drove for, Caminantes Trucking, altered the truck, hooking up different brakes that weren't powerful enough to actually stop it. It's an argument prosecutors say is flawed.
There was only one person who did not slow down or stop. That man, sitting right there.
CSP says the truck was going about 70 miles an hour when it crashed into the car that had stopped for traffic. New video shows the scene seconds after the crash.
Nobody in the Godinez Everts car survived.
Being here, like, I just want to pass out. I want to puke. I can't stop crying.
Desiree and Stephen Everts lost their daughter, granddaughter, son-in-law, and in-laws. Today, they sat in the courtroom for the first time, coming face-to-face with the truck driver, accused of killing their family.
He didn't just kill those 5 people that day. He killed all of our families. We struggle on a daily, and nothing will ever be the same again.
So the interesting thing here is that the defense is not arguing that the truck driver didn't cause the accident. They're just saying he is not the one who should be held accountable for it. They're arguing that the company that owned the truck, that put him in that position, put him in the truck, and he had no chance of stopping that with the brakes not working. Of course, the family who lost 5 people, Kyle, they say their lives are changed forever. They know that he was the one who didn't brake.
And this is truly one of those situations that any one of us could be in.
Yeah.
Because we're all out on the roads, we're all out next to big trucks, and we know that most of those folks are doing things the right way, but one person who's not, disaster.
Exactly. Do you want a Frankenstein truck driving behind you? You have no idea if the truck behind you is a Frankenstein truck that doesn't have brakes that are working. This was a truck that was contracted to the United States Postal Service. The Postal Service didn't cancel their contract with Caminantes Trucking, this trucking company, for more than a year after the crash.
And you've been with us every step of the way through all the changes in the industry and all the scrutiny, and we know that that'll continue. Mark, thank you. 2 truckers who killed Coloradans in highly publicized crashes, 5 in 1 incident, 4 in another, they have some things in common. The same defense team, the same defense tactic. Our Mark Salinger takes us to the wrap-up of a trial today in Greeley.
While cameras weren't allowed in court today, Jesus Puebla wore the same outfit we saw him in last week. Testifying in his defense, he told the jury, "I pressed the brake and the truck didn't slow down." Puebla is facing 5 counts of vehicular homicide after his truck slammed into a car going 70 miles an hour on I-25. "I tried braking, downshifting," he said. "I didn't want to get into an accident."
For the first time of hearing him talk in person, it was really emotional and hard. I had to come outside and scream for a minute and cry and let it out. It's not easy.
Desiree Everts lost her daughter and granddaughter in the crash.
It's hard. All those emotions, the anger, the rage. I mean, he took everyone from us.
Abby Godinez lost her brother and both her parents.
I want him to be held accountable for his actions. There has to be consequences. He's been free this whole time while we're grieving and mourning.
Puebla testified today that he did know his commercial driver's license was expired, but did not realize that meant he wasn't allowed to drive. His defense team is pointing the blame at the trucking company for putting him on the road with a truck that didn't have working brakes.
When they lost their life, they barfed me.
Back in 2021, truck driver Rogel Aguilera Medeiros was sentenced to 110 years in prison for causing a fiery crash on I-70. The governor eventually intervened and reduced the sentence to 10 years. The same lawyer representing that truck driver is now defending Puebla in court in Greeley.
So when the prosecution tells you that Mr. Puebla didn't use the brakes, he didn't use the brakes because he didn't have brakes.
As the trial continues, lawmakers at the state capitol are working to pass a bill that would increase penalties for driving a truck without a commercial driver's license. It's inspired in part by what happened to the Everts and Godinez families.
He still chose to take a truck that wasn't supposed to be there on the road, and it cost five people their lives.
That truck was also driving without insurance at the time of the crash. A federal lawsuit alleges the trucking company tried to buy insurance for the truck less than an hour after that crash. Kyle, closing arguments are expected to begin tomorrow up in Greeley.
So the defense team wants to put the blame on Caminante's trucking. Where does it stand in terms of holding them responsible?
At this point, as far as we know, they are not facing any criminal charges. There are federal lawsuits against them. Of course, though, that takes time to play out. The family just wants to see some accountability. You have the defense team saying, hey, accountability is fine, just don't place it on the driver.
All right, Mark Salinger has covered this from the start. Thank you, Mark.
Rock Leap Studios. Yeah.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause I lose all my senses. That is just so typically me. Oh baby, I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes did truly exist. I cry watching the days, can you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. I'm not that innocent.
a busy night, and we begin with a semi-truck driver found guilty of 10 charges after a crash killed a family of five on I-25 in Weld County. The jury reaching that verdict in just 5 hours.
And I have been following this story very closely from the very beginning, in contact with the victim's family for nearly 2 years now. And tonight, we're hearing their reaction to today's guilty verdict.
Held accountable for his actions. That's what I want.
Desiree Everett's desire for justice, now a reality, as she and loved ones anxiously waited outside the courthouse today with matching shirts. On them, pictures of her son-in-law, Aaron Godinez, her daughter, Haley Everts, and three-month-old granddaughter, Tesley. All three, and Godinez's parents, Emiliano and Christina, were killed in this horrific crash back in 2022. This evening, a verdict in the trial of Jesus Puebla.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Mr. Puebla, guilty of vehicular homicide.
With his head held low, Puebla found guilty on all charges, including five counts of vehicular homicide.
I've been waiting for this moment since I got the call that they were gone.
On June 13th, the 26-year-old was behind the wheel of this semi-truck when he failed to stop, plowing into the back of an SUV at a high rate of speed. Records show Puebla was traveling 76 miles per hour, while this loving family stuck in slowing traffic was going less than 10 miles per hour on impact.
I'll never forgive him.
Puebla also knowingly operating the company truck without a commercial driver's license that day. Prosecution argued Puebla made no effort to brake or avoid the collision. Everett said Puebla testified, saying he hit the brakes, but nothing happened.
I'm disgusted. I want to puke. I came outside yesterday to scream and cry. It's not fair. It's not what he's saying is not okay.
Colorado State Patrol did conclude the brakes were defective, but the jury not buying it, reaching a verdict in just 5 hours.
Seeing him get handcuffed was amazing. I'm very relieved we got the verdict that we were praying for and hoping for.
So Desiree Everts tells me that they're going back to Wyoming to start a new chapter of life, but they'll really never be happy again. As for Puebla, he's behind bars tonight, expected to be sentenced on June 21st.
to shock them. Clear.
Guilty on all counts for the truck driver who slammed into I-25 traffic, killing five people in Weld County. That unlicensed driver with no insurance tried to blame his bosses at the trucking company.
9 News reporter Kelly Rinke takes us to the courtroom in Greeley, where the jury returned that verdict in a matter of hours.
It only took the jury 5 hours to deliberate in a trial that took 8 days. Jesus Puebla, during this time, since the crash almost 2 years ago, he's been out on bail. But today, a judge revoked his bond and deputies walked him away into custody. His defense team has been blaming the trucking company. They said they gave him a vehicle that didn't have working brakes. Yet the jury found Jesus Puebla guilty on all 10 counts after his truck crashed into a car while he was driving 70 miles per hour. Prosecution said Puebla inspected the truck before getting on the highway. As each of the guilty verdicts was read, family of the five people killed became increasingly emotional. It's been almost 2 years since that crash, and after the verdict, the family told me they finally feel relieved.
Been waiting for this moment since I got the call that they were gone. Seeing him get handcuffed was amazing.
The courtroom throughout this trial has been filled with family members of the five people killed and loved ones of Puebla. His sentencing has been scheduled for sometime in June. In Greeley, I'm Kelly Rinke, 9 News.
All right, I'm going to have Butane Prophet take you out this week with a cover, heavy metal cover, Take a Ride. Thanks for joining. Hope you enjoy this episode, and I will see y'all next week. Peace.